What's your intention this Advent? What's your intention this Advent? The question caught me off guard. I was a pretty new seminarian, and my spiritual director asked me that. What is your intention this Advent? I was like, Lent is the one in which you choose things and you do your penances, but Advent? Advent, though, he explained, you know, it's the season of longing, of expectant longing, of hope, of waiting for the Lord. And so in particular, during the season of Advent, to have an intention, a prayer that you're bringing to the Lord and that you're united with that deep longing and expectation and confidence in the Lord's promises. That the Lord promises you, us, that every prayer that we bring to Him with a sincere heart, every prayer that we bring to Him, it never falls upon deaf ears. But instead, He hears and He answers those prayers according to His will. And so during the season of Advent, to have that hope, that expectant longing in bringing this prayer to the Lord with confidence in that He is the God who fulfills His promises. When I was a freshman in college, Thanksgiving break, I was going to my buddy Matt's place, and he was from Cincinnati. And so we had just finished, you know, some exams, and we were heading off for Thanksgiving break, going across all of Ohio. And we were just, I think, on the other side of Columbus, and the snow started coming down. You know, when you're driving and it's just a little like the flurries, the big old flakes, and it kind of hypnotizes you a little bit. And so I'm in the passenger seat watching it and kind of just doze off a little bit. And all of a sudden I hear, I kind of look over. I was like, what was that? And Matt, he said, yeah, I think I just dozed off for a minute or two. I was like, what? Wait. I'm the one who gets to doze off, not you. But you know, you're driving, and it's not even just necessarily dozing off, but you can go where your mind is going through all sorts of other stuff, and you're even somehow, you shouldn't, but you're sitting like looking on your phone, like it seems like a couple minutes, and somehow you're still driving, and you're there all of a sudden. The great danger, right, with Advent is, I mean, okay, we started a week ago, and it can be this moving sidewalk. Here you go, you're on it. Oh, one candle, the next candle. Oh, now we got the pink one. Oh, we're already four candles in. And we can kind of sleepwalk through the season of Advent. But I ask you the question that was asked to me, what is your intention this Advent? That you might not just sort of sleepwalk through this season, but intentionally enter into it and enter into it with the rest of the church in this hope and expectant longing in that the Lord fulfills His promises. The whole church, the way that she lays out this season of Advent is one in which it invites us in a very particular way to enter into it. Last week, every year, the readings, they tell us to wake up and stay awake. To wake up because the Lord is coming, and He is coming soon. His first coming in Christmas, the last one at the very end of time and in our lives, but He is coming during this season of Advent. And so every year, that first week, to wake up, to stay awake. And now every year in the second week, John the Baptist enters the scene. And he is the one, if you ever see him, he is almost always, in Christian art, he is pointing to Jesus. He is pointing the way to Him. Wake up, the Lord is coming. Okay, what does that mean for us? Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way through repentance and through hope. Through repentance and through hope. Through repentance, it's a season in which we are asked to intentionally come to the Lord and repent through the sacrament of confession. The church is so generous in that she gives us this bare minimum of that bare minimum, ideally more, but to go and confess intentionally to the Lord once a year. That having confessed to the Lord and repented, we might be filled with the light of hope. Repentance and hope, which is a looking for the light. It's a looking for the Lord in the midst of whatever great darkness that a person might be within. Where is the light? Where is the Lord in the midst of that? My spiritual director, he had to explain a little bit of what he meant by what is your intention during Advent. Because, again, I was a new seminary. I was dumb. I didn't know what I was doing. I entered seminary, signed up, and then just put me in there. And so he said, okay, don't just make it something general. Like, for my family. Great, that's nice. What about your family? Where's the longing in your heart that you want to pray for and bring to the Lord? Where is that? What is that? He said, okay, here's what my intention is for the year, he explained to me. And he said it was this particular person in his life. And he said, having chosen that this is my intention that I'm bringing to the Lord with this great longing, this Advent, it includes as well, like John the Baptist points to us, this is my intention and the repentance within that. So he said, in bringing that to the Lord, I had to repent because this person is very dear to me in my life, and I had to repent of all the times in which I thought through my own self-will that I can change them, that I can make them better. I had to repent of that. I also had to repent of the times in which I thought this person was a lost cause, in which despair kind of hooked into my heart. That it's the repentance in bringing that intention to the Lord and also the hope that here's this person that I'm bringing to the Lord throughout these days of Advent and looking for the light. Where is the Lord in this person's life? Where is the light? Even if it's a small little flicker that is there, that the Lord, he is acting within this person. And that I repent of any despair or self-will, and I look for the Lord with hope. And the third week during Advent, what always is that week? It's the week of Gaudete. Of rejoicing that the Lord, he is coming. Repent and be filled with hope. And in the third week, rejoice because he is very near. And so I ask you the question that was asked to me 17 years ago. What is your intention this Advent? The Lord, he is coming. Let your hearts be filled with that longing and hopeful expectation of him.